Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell him it's a privilege to be in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you lift up your hands and give God some love right now, from the front to the back? Please don't social distance, God. Hallelujah. You do have hands, right? Would you lift them to the Lord? Hallelujah, God. Come on, let's talk to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, cry out to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Never hold a fist to God. Amen. Open your heart to him. Hallelujah. Don't lift up your hands. Just stare. Come on, talk to God. God, I need you, Lord God, right now. In the name of the Lord. Father, we need you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. Father, it's not by might nor by power. Come on, push that. Don't wait for your neighbor. Push that. God, I worship you, Lord God. I empty my mind. I empty my heart to you, God. I empty my soul to you, God. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak the name of Jesus over every ruling principality and power over this area right now, in the name of the Lord God. We pray, oh God, the Holy Ghost be loosed in this place right now, in the name of the Lord God, that every mind and every heart, oh God, be loosed in hunger and thirst, oh God, right now, in the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody, reach out to the Lord. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let faith be loosed. In Jesus' name, hunger be loosed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood over this house right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, somebody. Don't just sit there and stare. Come on, open your mouth. Come on, push that. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. God, I glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I declare the name of Jesus. I declare the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare the power of the name of Jesus. I declare the authority of the name of Jesus. Come on, every woman, every man, come on, every child, come on, every teenager, come on, in the name of the Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, would you clap your hands unto God in the name of the Lord? Oh, God. Amen, amen. Appreciate Pastor Arderi. Amen. Appreciate this church. Amen. Thank you, sir, for the invitation to come. Amen. It's an honor to be here. Amen. It's an honor to be to serve the Lord. Amen. Look at three people around you and tell them, serve the Lord with gladness. Some of you didn't say nothing. I pray that God, amen, help your dentures to work. Amen. Now turn to three people and say, amen, serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. What we do here today, amen, is more imperative now than it was a year ago. Amen. Because we are closer. Amen. We are closer. Now, I don't think you heard me. Amen. Let me tell you, playground religion doesn't work today. It never really has worked. What I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, it's a personal decision that you have to make. Amen. One man said it like this, and this man was responsible for most of the New Testament church, most of the majority of the New Testament writings. He says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what he said. So who am I to do anything less? Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, at least clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. I'd like to at least say amen to what was said by Pastor here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the decorations are still the same. Amen. People around you that you recognize. But in the atmosphere, it is more intense. Amen. Now, this is a time, amen, the people that drop out start dropping out in the pew first. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. And you've got to make, how many want to go to heaven? Now, hold your hand up now. Amen. Hazmat is for dead folks. Lift up your hand high if you want to go to heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I rode by an American flag the other day. I wanted to stop and say, why do you have it hazmat? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold your hand up if you want to go to heaven in Jesus' name. Wave it like you believe it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that person isn't waving their hand, look at him and say, are you too cute to wave your hand? Hallelujah. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you didn't get, now some of you are laughing. I'm not laughing. I wish I could laugh this morning, but I really can't right now. Because it's much more intense than what any of us can imagine. Hallelujah. Amen. The frustration your pastor was feeling, amen, he's saying words, amen, but words, amen, don't matter until they penetrate into people's hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's what he's trying to do. Get it right down into your heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's the Holy Ghost. It's only the Holy Ghost that lets it, that makes it happen. Oh, praise the Lord. So lift up your hands one more time. Say, Lord, amen, open my heart. Help me to open my heart. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up both hands and tell him, Lord, help me, oh God. Open my heart. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do it right here in my heart, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to turn, first of all, to I'm going to turn to Acts 2:38 first. Acts 2:38. Amen. And if you're a guest of ours, amen, I'm glad that you're here. I'm a guest. I'm glad to be here. Amen. If you are here that you've been coming, amen, and you have not received the Holy Ghost, amen, you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, you don't need to delay. Amen. Could I announce to you there's no such thing as purgatory? Oh, praise the Lord. And just because you want to go to heaven doesn't mean that that makes you automatically in. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that it took you something to press in to get the Holy Ghost? Anybody? Amen. Amen. Now, amen, you can change your mind as whether or not you want to have me pass, but I'll just make it public here. Amen, because I did it. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost on June 7th, 1977. No, the dinosaurs weren't on the earth. Amen. But I tell you, I was very, very frustrated for a long, long time. I went on a two-week Kool-Aid fast. Now, that doesn't sound dumb. But all I can say is at the end of that two-week Kool-Aid fast, I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, I can't say, thank God I don't have diabetes. But I guess maybe, amen, just foolish faith or whatever. I don't know. I told Keith this morning. I just don't like water. I know I should drink 8 ounces of water, and I like flavoring it and all that kind of stuff. And I know it's bad for you, so that's what I did. And amen. If you don't like my Holy Ghost, well, I did get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So I'm saying, amen, whatever you got to do to push, oh, praise the Lord, now's the time. Now, amen. And I want to read Acts 2:38. The reason I want to read Acts 2:38 is this. Acts 2:38 was an unpreached unpreached verse. It was a verse that was given because people were hungry. And people says, you're not going to leave that pulpit without telling me what to do. Praise the Lord. And so Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Repent means you got to change your ways. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And remission means forgiveness. Now, I know there are people, and you'll, amen, I'm probably cutting cloth now because this goes to higher places than when I've ever stepped. But your sins are not forgiven until you're put down in the water in baptism. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, you can ask the Lord. You can look in the book of Acts. Now, we want to be apostolic. In the book of Acts, they never told sinners to ask God to forgive them for their sins. You can't find it. They told them to repent. And if you repent of your sins, God hears your prayer. God can fill you with the Holy Ghost right there. Amen. But your sins are not actually removed until you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There's scripture all over that. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But that's not what I'm preaching about today. Amen. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the door to the kingdom of God. It's not John 3:16. It's not Romans Road, I think 10, amen. The verses escaped me, 10, 8, and 9, I believe. Amen. It's Acts 2:38. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So, and then I want you to turn, if you would, please, to Psalm 91. How many will help me preach this morning? Amen. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Someone say, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Oh, praise the Lord. He that dwelleth in the, everybody say, secret place. And I want to say to you this morning, amen, it does not have to be secret. It does not have to be secret. Put down your Bibles one more time. That's your best shout in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Come on, one more time. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated, stand, do whatever you want. Just don't sit down on God. Clap your hands unto the Lord one more time as you're seated. Amen. It does not have to be secret. Amen. David told of a secret place. Secret, amen. The first thing you'll find out about secret, it means hidden. Amen. Second thing you'll find out, it means to be covered. I like the last one, amen, and amen, which means protected. Oh, praise the Lord. Protected. David told of a protected place. Amen. I want to talk about this place. He told us, amen, that whosoever is in this place is under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Under the shade, under the protection of the Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Every person in this place right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody came in with a little red wagon of stuff. Hallelujah. But amen, you knew, amen, that your bank account couldn't protect you. You knew that your doctor couldn't protect you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can sit on the other side of the parking lot and that can't protect you. But God, amen, can protect you in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'd like somebody to get desire right now. Amen. To let this get down into your spirit. Hallelujah. That what I want is, amen, not just, hallelujah, not just to sit in a pew, not just to come together. What I want is that place of many blessings where I know God, hallelujah, is there. Oh, hallelujah. I want him over me. I want him under me. I want him surrounding me. I want him inside of me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, sweetheart. You don't want to sit there like a bump on a dill pickle. Hallelujah. You need to say, God, I need you on the inside of me. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. David, amen. David describes this place of many great blessings. Hallelujah. Remember, David, amen, is a man that's gone. His life has been is a tapestry of all kinds of stuff. Amen. I know he's called the man after God's own heart, but there's a whole lot of bus stops on the way to that. Hallelujah. He had a messed up wife. Oh, praise the Lord. He had a messed up family. Amen. I'm talking about somebody that took his, that would take his throne. I'm talking about a friend of mine. He had a king that was after him. I'm not talking about a corporal. He had a king that was after him. Oh, praise the Lord. So when we read this, we're not lifting this up and taking it out of context. He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Oh, praise the Lord. Can you understand why I would say the protected place? Oh, hallelujah. When he was target practice for a javelin twice. Oh, praise the Lord. And he came out of it. Amen. He found out that there is a place where God can protect you. Come on, don't sit there and look at me. I'm telling you, you need a secret place to protect you from yourself, from your vanities, from the devil, from this world. Hey, come on, friend of mine. I don't care whether you're pre-COVID, mid-COVID, or post-COVID. You need a place of blessing. Somebody give the praise to God right now. Oh, David said, amen. He gave a detailed description of it verse by verse. He says that secret place, verse 3, it's safe from, amen, secret traps. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are suffering from traps that they didn't know that the devil had set for them. Oh, praise the Lord. That one raising of the eyebrow, that smile, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That smell, that whiff of the alcohol, or that person, that place that you visited. Amen. Hallelujah. That friendship, that job, you thought, amen, it was a blessing, but it turned out to be a curse because it split your marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that there's a place in God that can be a safe place from secret traps. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, friend of mine. In the name of Jesus, it's a place, amen, from deadly diseases. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. Amen. You don't need to be listening to everything that you hear. Amen. You need to understand, friend of mine, amen, that the things that are tailor-made to put fear in your heart and to cause you to wake up with fear, go to sleep with fear, amen, live with fear, and God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, you're not listening to me. Hallelujah. You need to understand that some of those things that are coming out of your television and out of your hell phone, amen, are coming right out of hell to suck the power out of your faith in God. You need to know that we need God. Somebody jump up and give God some praise right now and say, he'll save me from some deadly diseases. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm 91, verse 4 says his wings are over you to keep you secure. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not talking about a fictitious place. I'm not talking about Hansel and Gretel. I'm not talking about Aesop's fables. Amen. If it's in this book, you need to start believing it. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't need to be putting your Steve Jobs and Bill Gates on this book. Oh, praise the Lord. Because they never made a quasar, never made a mitochondria, never made, amen, a Neptune, an Arcturus. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Don't know what I said? Just look it up. Amen. You'll find out. out. Oh, praise the Lord. Never cause a synapse, amen, to work. Never cause a backbone to be made. But God has done all those things in the macro systems and in the micro systems. Amen. In fact, all things consist by him. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And God is able. I'm telling you, the God that we serve is more than just good decorations. It's more than just a nice building. It's more than just a nice program. You are in a situation that will make you secure, and you don't want to sit there blind. You need to act like I'm hungry for this. I'm thirsty for this. God, get me into this place that's under your wing. Praise the Lord. Psalm 4, his faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. I said his faithfulness is like a shield around you. I said his faith, amen, is like this place. It will put a shield around you. Amen. The thing that COVID has done is made you scared of everybody else's bad breath. Hallelujah. That's made you scared, amen, of everything. Some of you don't have the mask on, amen, in the physical, but you got a mask on in your spirit, and you got a mask on your mind, because the devil's not dumb. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why you got to hide your word. You got to hide that word in your heart, that you might not sin against it. Come on, friend of mine. You can be in the building and still not be coming to church. Oh, praise the Lord. Have a seat and get ready to jump back up. Amen. But if there was a shield, amen, hundreds of years ago, thousands of, amen, a couple of thousand plus years ago, like David said, I don't care. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what the Oval Office does, all the way down to the janitor and the drum. There still is a secret place. There still is a shield. Come on, somebody. You need to understand, if there's ever a shield, oh, praise the Lord. You need to get shielded by God. Somebody say, I believe that. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord and say, I believe that. Amen. This world, amen, this word is not, amen, for somebody to perform behind a pulpit. Amen. This word is not, amen, just spoken. Oh, praise the Lord, to give us something to do on Sunday, just to take up time. But in the name of Jesus, every one of us, amen, needs to know that by reality, if there's ever a time you need a shield, you need it now. If there's ever a time you need to put in your installments of faith and prayer and commitment, oh, praise the Lord, you need to do it now, because you're going to need that shield faster than what you think. Oh, praise the Lord. But David said, hallelujah, before there was a computer, before there was ever, amen, a laser, before there was ever, amen, a television signal, there was a shield. Oh, praise the Lord. In the beginning was God. I said, in the beginning was God. Hallelujah, God. Let me go a little further. Verse 5, he says, you don't need to be afraid, amen, for the dangers at night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, friend of mine. The things that are tailor-made, amen, to tell you that you need to be afraid of everything coming down the pike. I'm telling you, your biggest Holy Ghost, your biggest insulation is get insulated with the Holy Ghost. I'm not just talking about yabba-dabba-doo speaking in tongues. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can speak in tongues out of memory, some of you. Oh, praise the Lord. But you got to get so that you got something stirred up on the inside. Oh, come on, somebody. We don't need just church house religion. Oh, praise the Lord. When we come here, amen, the carpet can't feel you. The wood can't feel you. Amen. The decor can't feel you. Oh, praise the Lord. You got to push beyond that stinking flesh. Oh, praise the Lord. And say, in the name of Jesus, there is something that can shield me in the nighttime. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen here. Amen, David. Amen. It says, you don't need to worry. See, worry, amen, is something that all is taking a ramp up. Hallelujah. It's more than just one woman, one man here and there. It's more than just one family here, one neighborhood there. Now, fear has been cast into all of the world. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your prayer 5 years ago is different now. If you're still praying the same way, amen, now that you did 5 years ago, you're probably backslidden even right while you sit there. You need to understand that we need to get up. We need to push up. We need to open our mouth. You don't need the devil to shut you up or shut you down. Come on, somebody. Anybody decide we're going to have some church here today? I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen. It does not have to be secret. It doesn't have to be secret. Hallelujah, amen. There's a fear he's talking about. You don't have to fear diseases that strike in the night. You don't have to fear disasters that strike at the noonday. Oh, hallelujah. This is tailor-made for 2021. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful place. Take a moment and let your thoughts, amen, let it wrap around your thoughts. Amen. If it be true, and I'm preaching to Americans, and often we, amen, put it in our test tube, and it's got to pass our test tube test. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, it's a sweet place. It's a wonderful place. If it's exactly what David said, and it is a wonderful place. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, it's not a geographical place. It's not a geographical place. It's a position with God. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Hang on there. Amen. When I say geographical, it's not designated to just a longitude and a latitude. It's not designated just to a certain address. It is designated. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. When you get into this place is portable. You can take it with you. When you get this salvation, you can take it to you. You can take it to the family reunion and it will work. Oh, praise the Lord. It will. You can take it to your job and it will work. You don't need to walk. You don't need to act like you're tough stuff inside of here. Amen. Hallelujah. And go down to the supermarket and forget that you're apostolic. Oh, praise the Lord. You need to understand in the name of Jesus, you can walk with God. Oh, praise the Lord. When you become a son of God, you're a son of God wherever you are, wherever you are. Come on. You know why you ought to put in 102% while you're here? Because if you can't do it here where most people agree with you, if you're agreeing with the pastor, agreeing with the word of God, or amen, amen, what are you going to do out there? Oh, praise the Lord, when you're around religious folks that don't believe this, and around people that are trying to take your job, take your mind, oh, praise the Lord, take your dignity. Come on, somebody. You ought to be the first one to leap and reach out to God and call upon the name of the Lord, because this is not geographical. It's positional with God. Woo. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't forget to smile. Hallelujah. Some of y'all must have forgot to brush your teeth this morning. You ain't smile. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not mad. Amen. I can tell you what, friend of mine. Amen. You can have it wherever you go. Oh, praise the Lord. You can have it wherever you are. Come on, friend of mine. If you're a student in school, you need to have it. Amen. You need to get it right here. Oh, praise the Lord. Because school now is not like school when I was in school. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said school now is not like school was when I was in school. And when I was in school, it wasn't so good. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, you better have the Holy Ghost when you walk up on that job. You better have the Holy Ghost when you walk up in that school. Would you slap your neighbor and say, you do have hands, please. Would you clap them, please? Hallelujah. Slap your neighbor. Just don't bruise them. I don't want any lawsuits. Can I hear some clappers now? Clap with a smile, somebody. Hallelujah, God. Because it's a secret place that doesn't have to be secret. Oh, come on, somebody. I feel like broadcasting it. I feel like telling somebody,
This place
doesn't have to be secret. Hallelujah. Amen. Safe from secret traps. Safe from deadly diseases. Amen. Wings over you. David said, it's so good. Amen. He covers me with his feathers. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, just because God has feathers doesn't mean that he's plucked. Praise the Lord. Come on, friend. Hallelujah. Come on. Some of you grew up in hard families. Some of you are in some hard situations right now. I know you're putting on your Sunday best. Every one of us should. Oh, praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, amen, we got to push the press on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen, it's nice to know that you have a God that covers you with some feathers. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear diseases that strike at night. You don't have to, amen. This is what you need to have. Oh, hallelujah. Because, amen, amen, everything is cast. Amen. We're so affected by the things that are around us only if we allow it to affect us. Only if we allow. David said this. He said, amen, meditate on his word day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus, there's a place in God. You need to insulate yourself. Amen. You need to get that place. It's a secret place. Amen. When I see your skin, I don't see it. But you know what's inside of your skin. You know what's inside of your spirit. If there's depression and despair, if you've got Valium in your purse and a Prozlum in your purse, come on, friend of mine. Amen. I'm not saying throw it out. I'm saying you need to get your Holy Ghost high enough that you don't need that mess anyway. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. I'm going to tell you, and I'm putting this on film. In fact, if you're in the living room, you need to get out of your flip-flops and get out of your pajamas, put the Fritos away, and start having church right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you need to understand, oh hallelujah, that you need the power of the Holy Ghost today. You need that secret place. We need that secret place. Now, key word, he says you can dwell, he that dwelleth, somebody say dwelleth, in that secret place. Amen. Dwell. It comes from the Hebrew word Shabbat. Amen. I mean, Yashab. Amen. Yashab, which means to, it means to sit down in ambush. Amen. So take dwell out. It says, amen. He that ambushes this place. Oh, hallelujah. See, amen. We're living up in a church world, friend of mine, that people think they get it because they're good looks. I know you're beautiful, but that's not how this comes. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It comes because you decide, friend of mine, amen, I'm going to ambush this. Look at three people, amen. Let your fangs out, amen, and say, I'm going to ambush this. Come on, all you grandmas didn't do nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what ambush is? Praise the Lord. Look at me here, right here. Amen. You want to know what ambush is? Amen. You take any of these cutesy pootsies and these nice little looking ones here, and you mess with their kids. Amen. I promise you, that girl, I don't care if they're pint size. I don't care, amen, if they're 110 pounds, amen, soaking wet. Their fangs come out, and they'll get a left hook, and you have two black eyes like, amen, the AK-47 hits you. Come on, friend of mine. Oh, come on. Somebody, some of these women stand up and say, yes, that's exactly right, dude. Hallelujah, God. You got to ambush this. Oh, praise the Lord. Ambush. Hallelujah. Amen. Dwell means ambush. It says sit down in ambush. Amen. I'm talking about in the best of times. I'm talking about in the worst of times. It means to settle it. You've got to marry it. You've got to continue in it. Amen. To establish yourself in it. What do you mean, Brother Crowder? Oh, praise the Lord. This sounds so many things about the Word of God sounds to be tasty cake. I mean, it's so many precious promises. It really is precious promises. Oh, hallelujah. But you don't get it just because you park yourself in the parking lot and sit, oh, praise the Lord, within the drywall, amen, 300 feet from me. Come on. Oh, praise the Lord. You got to sit those double impressions, praise God, down and say, you're not taking it from me. Stop. Amen. Forgive me, Pastor. I just got to go at it. Look at your neighbor and say, amen. If you're going to clap, clap. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, if you're going to clap, clap. Praise the Lord. Okay, no. They don't get it. Amen. Look at me right here. Amen. Amen. Look at him and say, no patty cake baker's man in here. Okay, now look at your neighbor and say, no patty cake, baby. No patty cake. Amen. If you're going to clap, slap those hands together. Come on, you may have done this that way pre-camp, but this is post-camp. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. I like all that. Oh, praise the Lord. But sir, amen, it's going to take some energy. It's going to take some desire. Oh, praise the Lord. If you want this, if you want all this secret place, you're going to have to ambush it. Hallelujah. Okay, come up here, young man. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I dare you to take this thing out from under me. Come on. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't care how strong. Get it all on camp. That's why some of you are backslid, because you got up when you shouldn't have got up. Come on, son. You're taking up my time. Listen. See, he gives me a reprieve because he thinks I'm an old man. But the devil don't give you a reprieve. You're going to have to work, and you ain't get there. You ought to come in this like a Holy Ghost rodeo. Somebody leap. Somebody praise. Somebody run and say, you're not taking it from me. Lift up your voice. Come on, Keith. Clap your hands, son. Lift up your head. Come on, mamas. Lift up your voice. Somebody shout and say, it does not have to be secret. You got to settle it. You got to settle it. You got to marry it. Bring your chain and chain yourself to it. Praise the Lord. Because every one of us goes through emotions. Every one of us goes through up emotions and down emotions. But God doesn't go through that emotional roller coaster. Oh, praise the Lord. The promises of God are yea and in Christ, amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody lift up their hands and thank God that he didn't quit on you when you got depressed. Come on, stop being so quiet. Come on, lift up your hands. Somebody in the name, well, I'll never get depressed. Amen. What other kind of lie do you tell? Come on, lift up your head. Come on, dude, get your hands up. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands. Thank God that he didn't quit on you. Come on, church. Thank God that he didn't quit on you. He didn't quit on you. Come on. Just because you go through something doesn't mean you're not married to it. Stay with it. Settle it. Dwell in it. Come on. Lift up your voice in the name. Come on, somebody. Come Come on, push that. Push that. Come on, weeping may be in the night, but joy is going to come on, sir. Weeping may be in the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, nighttime and daytime. That's no difference to God. Come on, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus Christ, because God is still with you. Just don't leave your place. Just don't leave your place. Come on, lift up your hands one more time. Let your voice out in the name of the Lord. Come on, I didn't ask if you feel it. Lift up your voice. Lift up your heart and say, God, you know what? Somebody that's been struggling, you ought to run up there and sit in that chair and drop in that chair and says, I'm not leaving it. I'm not leaving it. I'm dwelling in this secret place and nothing's going to take me out of it. It's not all just about you, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Every person say rewarder. Say rewarder. Try it one more time. Say rewarder. Hallelujah. That means you got to get some want to on the inside for this. The secret place works. But you see, amen, it's hidden in plain sight. Before he gives us the goodies, he says you got to dwell in this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. You see what kind of commitment you need to have to get there, to possess it. Hallelujah. Come on. When you listen to, amen, the Christian Oriented, amen, amen, radio, amen, or sometimes you just listen to things, you kind of get the idea. Oh, hallelujah. You just, amen, raise your hands and it's right there. No, amen, you got to, we are living in an age, we need to understand it's always been, you've always had to believe, but there's some fighting with that belief. I said there's a hunger with that belief. You don't get a reprieve. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Moses, 120 years old. His eyes, amen, not dim. His natural force not abated. Hallelujah. Still, just before, amen, all the way up, amen, is still pressing. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, see, passive and pursuit don't mix. See, it's so good if it's somebody, amen, there's always somebody going through something. I say there's always somebody that's going through a struggle. If you're going through a struggle, amen, and many times, friend of mine, we hold a straight face. Some would call it a poker face. I hope it's not poker. Amen. But, amen, going through deep pain, amen, we realize, amen, when you realize I'm not ready for heaven or I'm going through something, amen, that's the time you really ought to want that secret place. See, there are things in the atmosphere that would like to stop the words from getting down into your inner ear. Amen. It's got to get down into your spirit. Hallelujah. I said it's got to get down, that want to. It's got to get down into your spirit. Hallelujah. The atmosphere is different as the days go because the devil is mad. He wants, amen, it is true that misery loves company because the devil, amen, is got a place that he's going to be chained and he wants to drag as many people he can into it. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, you need to know that if you have the Holy Ghost, amen, you're baptized in Jesus' name, that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, friend of mine. I'm going to tell you, you need to make a decision that all the point, all, amen, along the way, amen, joy is not a demote emotion so much as joy is a decision. You've got to sometimes dance when you don't feel like dancing. And sometimes you got to praise and clap when you don't feel, look, I'm not trying to get you to clap. But what I'm saying, sometimes it is a sacrifice of praise because there's some, God is looking for somebody that
like whether you're down or whether you're up, that you'll believe God. And sooner or later, God is going to answer, amen, whatever that thing is that you need. Hallelujah, God. You need to just start saying, you know, God, there's no better place than the place where we together gather together and preach the word together and sing together. There's no better place than to do that now, because you're not going to get that when you get home. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, lift up your voice in the name. Father, right now. Throw your head up, throw your hands up right now in the name of the Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, baptize us, oh God, with pursuit in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be divine power and strength right now. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord God, put the garment of praise on for the spirit of heaviness in the name of the Lord God. Right now, there's a God right here that's willing and able to strengthen you right now. God, I've been pursuing, but help me, Lord. Lift up your head, lift up your voice in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Come on, that's right. Pursuing with an attitude. When I get out of the car in the parking lot, I'm getting out with an attitude. When I come into the house of God, I'm coming in with an attitude. I'm not talking about a bad attitude. I come in, amen, to worship and to give God some praise. In the name of the Lord God, when you go to prayer, even if you're not saying anything, you go into it with an attitude. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Come on, I may not be skipping, but oh, I'm going to get in there with all the attitude that I can get right now.
Time to deal with what you think the neighbor thinks about you. The neighbor can't make one brick in heaven for you. Not that there's bricks. Amen. Your neighbor, amen, is not going to be there to dry your eyes at night when you're crying, when nobody in this place knows what you're weeping about. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In fact, you can be in this so long, amen. A friend of mine, amen, that somebody next to you might think that you got it all together when you know you don't have it all together. Come on, I picked up a bunch of people right there with that. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen. We need God. We need each other. But we need God more than what we ever have needed him. Come on, in the name of the Lord. If there's ever a time, there's a place that we gather together and we get something. But friend of mine, what you really need to know that you've got to get is that you got to get something with inside yourself. Everything from the beginning. Oh, praise the Lord. The seed was within itself. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's going to be a church in heaven. Up there, it's not going to be called church. Amen, because it's church down here. But I'm going to tell you that it's not that it gets lumped together and goes all at the same time. Nobody else sitting beside you has enough magnetism to bring you up. Oh, praise the Lord. When the Lord, amen, brings his church up, you've got to have something inside of yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. There are no excuses for you being lost. Come on, somebody. I said there is no excuse. There's enough power in this place to be the transformer, to be the electric company for regions around this place. Because you and I know
what you brought, what God brought you out of. And you, I know what God brought me out of. And God didn't bring you out of it to go back into that mess. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord.
Come on, that's all right. Lift up your hands. Come on. Come on, somebody. Don't just wave your hands in the air. Come on, talk to God. Come on, in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You came into a heritage of people that learn sooner or later how to press. Hallelujah, God. Put your hand on somebody if you feel to and say, go ahead, get your press on. Hallelujah. The woman, amen, with the issue of blood, amen. Matthew 9, 20 and verse 20, 21. Amen. The woman said, amen, in her heart, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She came from behind. Oh, hallelujah. How many people feel like they're coming from behind? Don't nod your head. Don't even wink your wink. Amen. But she came from behind. She had astronomical, amen, obstacles in front of her. I don't know how big Peter was, but all I know, there was at least 12 of them surrounding him. Oh, praise the Lord. Here she was, amen, 12 years of, amen, an issue of blood. Let's be a little real. Everybody knows that blood that she had, amen. It wasn't just every once in a while, amen. Every once in a while, it was 12 continuous years. Come on, pull out your cell phone, turn it to tools, amen, put the calculator on. 360 days, amen, which is the Jewish year, times 12. That's a long, long time to go without iron. But she said within her heart, this is my one time to do it. See, I don't understand. You got to come to that place and say, this is my one time to get this thing done. I don't amen. I don't have time to run home and take an iron tablet. I don't have time, amen, to go home, amen, and take care of stuff. I got to do it now. I got to do it now. Are you listening to me? Amen. When you realize, amen. See, this is our problem. We've heard too much preaching. Most of us, amen, are glutted up on preaching. If you don't take preaching, amen, and do something with, amen, it will rot in you. Let me tell you something. In Jesus' name, she took that. Amen. She says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. That means she garnered all of her resources. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, are you going to touch him first or am I going to touch him first? Come on, look at the dude and say something. Come on, look it over here and say something. Come on. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, let's get real ugly. Look at your neighbor and say, are you going to be the loser? Amen. We put you over there in the corner, baby. You don't have to talk to nobody. Come on. Look at somebody in the front of you, back of you. Say, are you going to be the loser again? Wait a minute. Amen. I'd pick on some of you ladies, but you would flock me. Amen. I'm going to a nice dude. You mean with all these nice big biceps, all this bald head, you going to, amen, be a loser? You going to say, you better get up and say, I'm not going to be a loser. Come on, somebody, let's get at it. Come on, I'm going to get in that secret place. I'm going to get in that place of protection. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, he adorable today, now.
Try to go quick. I
I give you example after example. The centurion got a servant at home. Amen. Sick. Amen. May die. Lord, if you just speak the word. See, there's some pursuit there. Oh, hallelujah. A Syrophoenician woman. Think about this. Amen. All of his church staff said, send her away. Amen. Hallelujah. The Canaanite woman who was a Syrophoenician. Amen. And then, amen, after they said, send her away, Lord, then she came to the Lord and he ignored her. Amen. So look at your neighbor and say, you really have a bad attitude right now. Come on, let's get worse than that. Amen. Look at him and say, you'd really be worse now than you were last night. Then, amen. Then she came to Jesus and she says, Lord, help me. And he says, not meat to give the children's bread unto dogs. Now, you know, I don't know how you process that, but Jesus called this woman a dog. But see, she caught the open door, crumbs. She didn't need bread. All she needed was crumbs. She was going to maximize her situation. Because, amen, there's some situations that God, hey, listen to me. There's some situations that allow, that God allows you into and me into to find out how bad that you want what you want. I'm going to tell you how bad that you want what you want. Now, you need to understand this. God considered that he saved the whole generation. Read it. 1 Peter 3, 19 through 21. He saved the whole generation when he saved eight souls. Eight souls. Amen. If you get on the internet and you look on the estimate, nobody really knows. But amen, one of the lower estimates was 750 million people at that time. Eight souls. You've got to decide, I'm going to be one. We're about to have an altar call here. Now, so we're going, someone say secret place. Say, it does not have to be secret. Amen. Look at three people and tell them, amen, it's not going to be secret. It's not going to be a secret to me. Yes, God. See, I love my mama in the name of Jesus. So how do you get there? Stand to your feet. How do you get there? Oh, God, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. How do you get there? You got to be born again. Come on, I say you got to be born again in the name of Jesus. Come on, right now, the name of the Lord Jesus. How do you get there? You got to be born of the water. Got to be born of the Spirit. Come on, all the way to the back of the church. Come on, all the way to the sides. Every hand lifted right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody calling upon the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. How do I get there, Brother Crowder? Where Jesus, amen, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's him that came and opened up a secret place that, amen, didn't exist before. Not like that. Jesus' name, he came by miraculous birth. He did miracles. He lived miracles to wake the people up that there's something going on here. Oh, praise the Lord. He miraculously came out of the grave, amen, for your and my salvation. He put on full display that whatever he had to offer, amen, that salvation could bring you up out of your graveyard, however you describe it. Graveyard of depression, despair. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. If you're sick, you don't have to leave here sick. In Jesus' name, a place that's protected. The most valuable place that you could ever be is in the kingdom of God. And in being in the kingdom of God, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. So how do I get there, Brother Crowder? In Jesus' name, it starts with, amen, faith. You've got to believe that God, I don't know what your name is, but you got to believe that God loves Robert. God loves Susan. God loves Sam. God loves, amen, whoever you are. God loves Portia, Mercedes, whatever your name is. Oh, praise the Lord. And then you've got to repent. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What we're publishing here in Jesus' name. Amen. And when you repent of your sins, you got to believe God. Hallelujah. I'm saying right now, in the name of Jesus, this is not just a one-time thing. It's something that you continue in your life. Hallelujah. Repentance in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Repentance. Amen. What is that? Amen. God, I repent of evil thoughts. Oh, praise the Lord. I repent. Amen. Of evil thoughts. Amen. If you've got unforgiveness going on for anybody, come on. Lift up your voice right now in the name of the Lord. Repent right now. In the name of Jesus. God, I need you, Lord God. I worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm asking every person in this house, amen, to make your way up from the back of the church, amen, all the way to the front, in the name of the Lord. Get it here in the front, in the name of the Lord. Please, quickly, in the name of the Lord. Come with your hands lifted up. Come on, people are coming, amen. They've already opened the door. Come in the name of the Lord, God. Come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Come in the name of Jesus. Come, son. Come, mom. Come, dad. Come in the name of Jesus. That's right. Come. Don't ask. Just come. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come with your hands lifted up. In the name of Jesus. Come on, people are coming. In the name of the Lord. Come on, let's lift empty out the pews. Come on. That's it. People are coming. Thank you. Come as front. Come as close to the pulpit as you can. Hallelujah, God. Come to the close to the center as you can. Come, sir, bring your wife in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. God, in the name of Jesus. Come in the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Children are coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I say it in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a secret place. Amen. We're publishing it right now in the name of the Lord. If the spirit of him which raised up Christ from the dead, amen, dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's keep reaching up to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority right now in the name of Jesus over every opposition in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we lose faith, God. We lose faith in the name of the Lord. We lose hunger in the name of Jesus. We lose thirst in the name of the Lord. Somebody lift up their voice in the name of the Lord God. Come on, get as close to the center as you can. Come on, move from the side to the center as much as you can. Come on, that's it. In the name of the Lord. Others are still coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come. That's it. In the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. It always works when we do it together. In the name of Jesus. It works when we do it together. Reach up to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, there's several that never received the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's several that never received the Spirit of God. Come on, in the name of the Lord God, all around you, the Spirit of God is here. Close your eyes and empty yourself to God. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Come on, every hand lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, right now, in the name of Jesus. People are surrendering themselves to God. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Amen. Amen. Separate yourself. Hallelujah. Just between you and God right now.
Amen. God, I repent of every evil thought in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell him that. God, I empty myself, Lord God, of every evil deed I've done with my hands in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I lose faith right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lose hunger right now. Somebody's hungry.
Glory, glory, fill this.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Come on, we get into the presence of the Lord here in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Somebody's praying in the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord. Yes, in the name of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord if you're a guest of ours. Come on, in the name of the Lord. That's right. Reach up to the Lord. Come on, we've got people here. We've got elders. We've got ministry people in the name of the Lord that's going to come. Amen. Offer prayer to you in the name of Jesus. Come like a little child, not like an adult. Yield myself to you, Lord. Glory,
fill this place. Just wanna be with you.
Hallelujah, God. Just wanna be with you.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
King
of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm gonna ask a question here. Amen. Everything about church, all the fellowship, all of them in the programs, everything that's done is all about, amen, getting close to Jesus and Jesus getting close to you. Amen. Getting us. How many want to go to heaven when you leave here? Lift up your hands. Look around yourself. See how many people raise their hands. I don't know who's a guest or not, but every hand is raised. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. And as we... Amen. So in Jesus' name, every one of us, amen, right here, amen, we're going to begin to repent. Amen. Somebody say repent. Hallelujah. You know, there's blood that's in this place right now. You say, I don't see anything red stuff in the atmosphere. I can tell you what, the blood of Jesus is throughout this house right now. And your prayers, amen, are being enabled by the blood of Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name, as we repent, there is strength to repent right here. Hallelujah. Why repent? Because you got to kill some stuff in your life. There's some stuff, amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, there's stuff, amen, that won't fit into heaven. It's not made to fit into heaven. Amen. Hurt, fear, doubt, sin, fornication. I mean, you could name it all. It all sums up into this one thing. It all dovetails into this one thing. It's called self-will. So we lift up our hands and say, Lord, I repent of evil things that I have thought, evil things that I've done with my body, things that I have said with my mouth. Amen. That mouth, amen, there's a whole thing. A lot of things can be said by that. Things that you've done with your body, things that you have thought, things that you heard or put your eyes on. Amen. All those things, amen. Those things need to be killed out of your life. You know what? We can't do it without God. Hallelujah. We've talked about, amen, different things, different types of emotions. Amen. There are people that broke addictions that might be standing right beside you. They didn't do it. They didn't do it on their own, but there was a desire there. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Now, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you've never received the Holy Ghost before, amen, today is your day. And if you have received it, amen, every one of us needs a renewing. I said every one of us needs a renewing. So in the name of Jesus, as we lift up our hands again in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to pray. If you need to borrow from my prayer, go ahead, borrow from it. But when you're lifting up your hands, what are you doing? I don't know where God's great waistline is. I don't know, amen, how big it is. All I'm doing, I'm trying to reach up and grab every bit that I can get right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't want to whisper it. You want to open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Get everything out of your mouth. Amen. Get everything out of your mouth because you're going to need your tongue in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you begin to repent right now in the name of Jesus, I want everybody to lift up their voice in the name of the Lord. If you've already got the Holy Ghost, come on, it's time to lift up your voice. In the name of the Lord God. In the name of Jesus. You may be near somebody. Go ahead. Reach up to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, right now, in the name of the Lord. Come on, every person in this place. Come on, something's moving right now. You've got to open your mouth to talk to God. You cannot think your prayer. Open your mouth to speak it in the name of Jesus. Come on, young man, open your mouth to speak it. Come on, young lady, open your mouth to speak it. Come on, come on, you that are praying, open your mouth. That's it. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, in the name of the Lord. Right now, I pray against right now that despair that's been holding some of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, somebody, put your fight on. Put your fight on. Come on, dwell in that place. Somebody's being strengthened right now. Come on, right now. Don't just look around. Reach out to God. Talk to God. God, I repent of every evil thought. God, in the name of Jesus, I repent. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent. Lord God, come on, some of you felt like you're never going to be satisfied. Come on, God is here to satisfy you. Come on, reach. Reach.
I just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. Just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be with
you. Come on, there's somebody that's waiting to lay your hand. Lay their hands on you. Come on, in the name of Jesus, sing it again. Oh, hallelujah.
King of glory, King of glory.
There is help in this room.
Fill this
I said there's help in this place right now. Don't just look around. Keep reaching to God. Believe God. King of glory. Don't be satisfied without. Don't be satisfied till the glory of God comes to where you stand.
Just wanna be with you. Oh, we'll dance, yes, and we'll dance in your presence. Dance in your presence. We sing, yes, Lord, and we sing hallelujah. 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 Oh, we will dance and we'll dance in your presence. We'll dance in your presence. Dance in your presence. We 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 dance in your presence. Oh, we will sing and we sing. Yes, Lord. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. Just want to be with you.
Just sing that one more time. Hallelujah, King of glory.
The King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be with you. Just want to be with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you want something, if you've just made up your mind, I don't care who sees me. Amen. But I want something more from God. Amen. Would you just come and stand right here from this pulpit, wherever you are, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's one. There's two. There's three. There's several more. Come on. That's right. There's one. Amen. Hallelujah. There's another one. In the name of Jesus. People are still coming. Just keep on coming. Wherever you are, in the name of the Lord. Come believing right now, in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Come on, while they're coming, if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you've never received the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, I'll say it again. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, in the name of Jesus, I want you to come now. Amen. Amen. Just move, amen, into this group in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be embarrassed in the name of the Lord. Just move forward, yes, in the name of Jesus. If you've never, amen. If you're near somebody, say, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. And just bring them, amen, right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Don't be embarrassed in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, amen. Hallelujah. And the rest of you, if you were just gathering behind them and just point your hands over them in the name of the Lord, if you feel a vessel affinity to come and lay hands on somebody that's there in the midst of this group, how many will believe God that, yes, God's going to answer this prayer?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's not talking about the place where the hamburgers go. It's talking about the innermost being.
It's saying there's going to be coming at something that flows out of the innermost being. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just not be satisfied. Would you lift up your voice in the name of the Lord? In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak a word of faith over us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord. Lift up your head right now. By the authority of the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the word of God, in the name of Jesus, we loose the Holy Ghost over this house. Come on, we loose the Holy Ghost over this house. Come on, somebody lift up their voice and give God praise right now. Come on, right now, we declare people being loosed, people being set free in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. Come on, let's push that. Come on, that's it. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Just want to be with you. Oh, yes, King of glory. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you. Oh yes, King of glory, King of glory. Oh, fill this place. I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. Yes, Lord, we just want to be with you. Oh, we just want to be with you. Yes, Lord, King of glory, King of glory. We just want to be with you. Yes, Lord. We just want to be with you. Oh, we will dance and we'll dance in your presence. We will dance in your presence. We dance in your presence. We dance in your presence. We dance in your presence. Dance in your presence. We dance in your presence. Oh, we will sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we will sing. We sing hallelujah. 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 Oh, we will. Yeah, and we'll dance in your presence. We will dance in your presence. We 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 dance in your presence. Oh, King of glory, King of glory. We just want to be with you. Yes, Lord, we worship the name. Just want to be. Oh, yes, yes, King of glory, King.
Come on, I didn't say it was easy. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, get in that dwelling place.
Just in the name of Jesus. With you. Oh, we just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this. just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Oh, King of glory, King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be with you, Lord. Just want to be with you. Oh, yes, King.
I want you to go and find somebody to pray with if you're not praying with somebody, if you would. If you don't feel like you can or you should, then don't do it. But I want to ask those on the platform to join us down here as well. And just go connect with somebody right now and just pray with them. Because the Lord is certainly touching people. And we want God to have His way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, continue, we pray, God, in what You choose to do in this building. Lord, it's not about me, God, or my schedule, Lord, or the format of this service, but it's about what You want, Lord Jesus. Continue, we pray, Lord, as we, God, open ourselves up to You, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory.